We're on the next agenda item, general counsel review. Mitch McDonald's back here. Welcome back. And I understand you have a short presentation.
I'll make it as brief as possible.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, council members, for having me back again. I appreciate these opportunities, and hopefully we'll be able to provide you information on an ongoing basis that's, again, helpful to you. So I expect that as we go along and I receive feedback from you, I can adapt these presentations to meet your needs, hopefully. The goal of these presentations is to provide you with legal updates from the Office of Enforcement and Litigation to let you know what cases have been addressed during the last six-month period and what legal issues have arisen during that time that might be of interest to you. So I think this will be a learning process for me as much as it is for you. I think that feedback and dialogue is extremely important, and the agency has already benefited from feedback from fishermen on many issues that we're addressing. The Associated Fisheries of Maine has invited us to address them in the past, and also at the Maine's Fishermen's Forum this spring, and those efforts are much appreciated and beneficial to the agency. The agency is undertaking numerous projects at the moment that will benefit from fishermen's feedback, so I want to provide you with my contact information once again so that you have it. My telephone number is 978-281-9379. It's 978-281-9379. And my email address is mitch.macdonald@noaa.gov. mitch.macdonald@noaa.gov. I'm no relation to Joel, just saying, in case you're curious. The General Counsel's Office for Enforcement and Litigation also has a web page, and I want to direct your attention to that web page. It can be found at www.gc.noaa.gov/enforce-office.html. At that website, you can find our penalty schedules. You can also find a link to a page where our office will be posting its decisions nationwide over the, or its case initiations nationwide over the last 6 months. So we have actually, within a week or two, we'll be posting for the last 6 months cases that have been initiated in the Northeast region, but also other regions across the country. And that will be updated every 6 months as well. So hopefully that'll roughly coincide with my my presentations. The agency, over the last 6 months, the Northeast region, we initiated 9 enforcement cases. The types of violations that we addressed during that time was a marine mammal take. There were a couple of observer interference cases. We had one case involving fishing for striped bass in the EEZ. We've heard some reports from down south primarily that's a continuing problem. We expect there's another case that we'll be addressing within the next 6 months as well. We had one instance of submitting a false vessel trip report, and then there were 4 cases involving exceeding the scallop possession limits, both incidental category and general category. And they involved aggravating circumstances along with those overages, and such as either a large amount of overage, doubling the limit, or having a false vessel trip report along with it, or hiding the scallops in a hidden location on the vessel. We also are addressing a backlog of cases that we have accumulated. And the situation where now we have two enforcement attorneys when we formerly had three. So over the last 6 months, we issued 18 written warnings, and we dismissed approximately 50 cases, I believe it was. Many of the dismissals involved cases where owners and operators had cooperated with the enforcement agents. There were some instances where they admitted going into a closed area, for example, and abandoned the catch from that closed area. Some of the dismissals were due to the age of the case as well. We will be continuing to work on a backlog in the next 6 months, hopefully catching up within that time period. In addition to working on a number of cases, the General Counsel's Office for Enforcement and Litigation has undergone responding to the IG's report in a number of ways. One of the ways is by publishing a penalty policy draft. We've sought comments on that penalty policy. I had addressed the Enforcement Committee in the last Enforcement Committee meeting about that. The official time for the comment period was December, the official deadline was December 20th, 2010. But this process is still underway, so if anybody still had an inkling to look at the draft penalty policy and would like to comment on it, you may look at the policy draft. I think if you Googled draft penalty policy and NOAA, it would bring you to the web page. If you have a question about where the web page is, send me an email, please, or call me, and I can send you that link. I have it, but it's kind of long. Also, you may send comments to penaltypolicy@noaa.gov. It's important for the agency to get comments, I think, at this point. We're trying to draft and we're trying to come up with a very workable penalty policy that will suit the agency's enforcement purposes and as well as the industry's. The agency is also, and this may have been addressed by enforcement earlier, but also working on a priorities process. If you look up the NOAA Enforcement Summit 2010 and go to that web page, you'll find the priority policies schedule and calendar. And if you have an opportunity, you may want to comment or get involved in that as well. Two other projects that we are working on is a practice manual for enforcement and litigation. That is still in process, and hopefully we'll have something to publish on that within the next 6 months as well. Any of these documents that come out in proposed or public final form, I will try to bring to the next meeting as well. And then last, we are working on implementing a new database. One of the difficulties we've had in the past is retrieving good data from the database that we've had and having a workable database. One of the responses to the IG's report is for our office to develop a new database, and we're in the process of that, and hopefully, again, within the next 6 months, we will have that finalized and implemented. One word about the case initiations that will be published on our website on a regular basis. Hopefully that will be at some point in the future be searchable by different terms as well. So you can, you know, if you're interested in scallop cases, hopefully it'll have a function that'll allow you to search that. And if that website doesn't, that in the future, I think that'll be developed. Any questions, I'm glad to take them. But that's all I had for now.
Thanks, Mitch. Questions for Mitch? Captain Howard.
Thanks, Mitch. What is the relationship or the flow chart between NOAA GC and OLE at Washington or Silver Spring and in the regional office? What is the relationship.
What's the split between the offices, or how are they organized?
Well, who do they report to? Are they under the same boss? That type of thing. In Silver Spring and here.
The Office of General Counsel's Enforcement and Litigation Branch is separate from the Office of Law Enforcement. The Northeast Region Office of General Counsel has its own office. The General Counsel's Office for Enforcement and Litigation resides in that office, along with Joel and Gene. We report back to, the Enforcement and Litigation Branch has its own separate group of supervisors that report up to Mary Beth Ward, who then reports to the General Counsel. And Mary Beth Ward, my supervisors reside in Silver Spring, Maryland, and Mary Beth Ward is in the General Counsel's office, the primary General Counsel's office. And the Office for Law Enforcement also resides in Gloucester. The Northeast Region resides in Gloucester. They report to their supervisors in Silver Spring, who have separate offices, who then report up to the National Marine Fisheries Service chain. So independent supervisory structure and office structure.
Other questions for Mitch? No one on the council. We'll take one from the audience. Jim?
I'm not going to try and put Mitch on the hot seat because I don't have any way of knowing whether my information is correct or not, but I was just informed that although Secretary Locke was within a few miles of us yesterday, he was unable to apparently attend this meeting. But my understanding is that earlier today he's announced that they're not going to go any further in the view of the cases that were being considered for review, and that any cases that were on hold will now go forward. Have you heard anything on that?
I have not heard anything about that.
I was informed by the newspaper, so I know it's a reputable source. So, but that.
Wait, which newspaper?
Out of the mouth of babes, huh? Anyhow, the person I spoke to did have it on good authority, so. I wanted to confirm that for one thing because I had mentioned it to several people and figured it was something that needed to be put out there because there's a lot of people in the industry that were hoping for a better result than that. And unfortunately, I guess it's not going to be forthcoming. So thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
You're welcome, Jim. If I may, there is a special master who is reviewing cases that were reviewed by the Inspector General. I think, Jim, you may have been referring to a review of additional cases. I'm not sure. But I'm assuming that if Secretary Locke's going to make a decision, he'll probably announce it somehow. And I'll be here next time to answer any questions about that, I suppose.
Anything further from council members? Mitch, thanks for sitting through our two-hour, what I told you was going to be a 20-minute debate on groundfish was more like 2 hours.
It's my pleasure. Again, I appreciate being here. And if anybody does want any particular information before I come next time, please feel free to contact me. Give me a heads up, and I'll try to provide whatever I can.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mitch.
Likewise. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on. Move on. Move on. Move on.